present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, Sheila Hancock, and Carol Binstead in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our studio audience, and hello, listeners. Well, here I am, surrounded by lots of pieces of paper, a stopwatch, and Ian Messiter, who thought of the game, and I have a list of very unlikely subjects, which I'm going to fire at our four contestants here, who are going to compete against each other, and endeavour to talk for just a minute on one of these subjects without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without going off the subject. In other words, sticking to the point, keeping going, and not hesitating. Just to remind you of those very simple rules, no deviation, no hesitation, and no repetition. And let us start straight off. The rest of the game will become apparent as we play it, and I have to adjudicate when someone challenges one of the other four, and sometimes it's very difficult, as you will see. But let us start with Derek Nimmo. And Derek, I would like you to speak for 60 seconds on the subject of bedrooms, starting now.
I always think there should be a careful definition of bedrooms. Rooms which beds are kept in, and rooms which you sleep in. Beds seem to me to be the most suitable place for entertaining. I love entertaining when I'm in bed. I think there's nothing nicer than lying in bed and receiving one's friends.
Carol,
I think
Binstead.
That's pornographic and unsuitable for the programme.
And on what basis?
I think talking about entertaining in bed is not the sort of thing that should go out on the BBC. Therefore, in the best interests of our audience, I'm not talking.
Yes, but on what basis of deviation, repetition, or hesitation are you challenging, Carol?
Oh, nothing. It was just moral standards.
Moral standards. Well, as you have such high moral standards, I will warn you one bonus point and ask Derek Nimmo to continue talking on entertaining in bed. I'm so sorry. No, the subject was just he's changed. It hadn't it, entertaining in bed. Probably the chairman should get a bonus point for that. Anyway, Derek, would you continue talking on bedrooms starting now?
When I entertain in bed, I generally entertain my smaller friends, young children of 4 and 5 years old.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Indeed.
I don't. That was nasty. I mean.
Without going any further into it, Clement, I will award you 1 point and ask you to go on talking now for just 35 seconds on bedrooms, starting now.
Bedrooms tend to...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Now, would you like to explain that?
Well, I can imagine nothing more devious than Clement Freud in bed.
Well, as I gave Clement a bonus point before for his devious ideas of you, I will give you a bonus point, but I still think we stay with Clement Freud. Will you continue talking about bedrooms? Starting now.
Bedrooms tend to have 4 walls, a bed, a carpet. The bed has a number of useful things in it. Notably, me, 2 pillows, 2 sheets.
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
I don't know quite why, but Clement Freud isn't in my bed. So I don't think it's altogether true to say that bedrooms always have him.
I would call that a very devious challenge. Because this is where one, as I said before once, needs the sort of more than the wisdom of Solomon. And I think I'm going to call upon our delightful-looking studio audience to be the judge. Now, do you think I should award a point to Sheila Hancock for that? Clap if you think so. Or do you think the point should go to Clement Freud? You're on the distaff side in this audience. Sheila, you won a point and you continue talking for just over 15 seconds on bedrooms starting now.
Bedrooms can have a 4-poster bed, or a bunk bed, or a divan bed.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation. I'd have thought repetition, all those beds, too. How'd you get them into one room? Anyway, all right.
I've got a big bedroom.
Clement Freud has gained another point, and he continues talking for the last 9 seconds on bedroom starting now. Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation. You always take such a long time to start.
Derek Nimmo, you've gained a point. We have 8 seconds left. Would you talk on bedroom starting now?
When my...
On why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
You've gained a point. Now, who can beat this? I'm putting... And from this point on, no one else challenges. You can't go any closer to the starting line than that. There are 5 seconds left. Clement Freud, will you begin, go on talking on bedrooms starting now?
There are counterpanes under blankets, over blankets, sheets, pillowcases, lovely warm...
Now, that cuckoo, which was played by Ian Messiter on his cuckoo machine here, indicates that 60 seconds is up, and the person talking when the cuckoo goes gains a point. And it was, in this case, Clement Freud, who now has 4 points, Derek Nimmo has 2, Carol Binstead 1, and Sheila Hancock 1. So we're going to ask Sheila to begin this round. And Sheila, I would like you to talk for just a minute on the subject of my life starting now.
I find... Oh!
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes.
It's ages before you start.
Yes. All right, Derek, would you continue talking about my life starting now?
Now, may I just ask...
Is it my life or
whose
life
is it? Is it our life or mine?
I think on this occasion, when you talk about my life, you're talking about your own personal life.
Yes.
So, Derek, would you talk about your personal life starting now?
My life is extraordinarily enjoyable. I wake up every morning in my bed and entertain my friends. They come to see me, bringing me large cups of coffee and cornflakes, and there I sit in my bed.
Carol Binstead, why do
you... That's advertising.
What has it got to do with deviation, repetition, and hesitation? Nothing at all. Before
Nothing,
we get
really.
Too deep into advertising, will you continue, Derek Nimmo, with an extra point?
Sorry, I was just lying in my bed, entertaining my friends and eating my cornflakes. Then I read my newspapers, and then after some little while, my bathwater is run for me. I get up and go into the bathroom and there take a most splendid bath amongst lots of bubbles and play with my rubber duck. And then after a little while, I get out of the bath, towel myself thoroughly, put on my clothes, generally a lovely white silk shirt, a green tie perhaps, and maybe a navy blue suit, and then I set off into the morning, perhaps a foggy
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, you're quite right, but I want to hear you say that was all. Right, it's a pity, because you only had about 6 seconds left, but would you complete these 6 seconds talking about my life, Clement Freud, starting now?
My life began on a Thursday afternoon
yes,
in April. In...
I don't want to know about Clement Freud.
I'm afraid I can't give you a point for that. All you've done is given Clement an extra one.
I'm just trying to protect the public, that's all.
Nevertheless, my life began on a Thursday afternoon in April in the year 1948, when...
Sheila Hancock.
A lie.
All right, there was 1 second to go. I think the fairest thing to do is to give a point to Sheila Hancock for her challenge, for the deviation, and also to Clement, because he finished... They've almost finished together. And the score now is Clement is leading with 8, Derek Nimmo has 4, and so Sheila Hancock 4. Carol Binstead has 3, and Carol's going to start this round, and I'd like you to talk for 60 seconds, please, on the subject of horror films beginning now.
I lost one of the most fascinating men in my life through a horror film. I'd never been to a horror film, and I was aged about 18, and I'd been dying for this man to ask me out for ages. He finally asked me out, and I hadn't got the courage to say that I didn't want to go and see the particular film that was on, which was a horror film. So we went. And it started with great rolling of drums, and I was terrified, and everyone in the audience was roaring with laughter except me, who sat shaking in my seat, not daring to show that I was absolutely terrified. Anyway, this film wended its horrific way until halfway through the film, suddenly someone appeared from a trapdoor, and I was so frightened I shrieked and fainted, just completely...
Clement Freud.
Repetition. There would have been many shrieks in the film already.
Oh, no, everybody was laughing except me, and I hadn't shrieked so far.
All right, I'll give you an extra point, Carol. Would you continue talking? You have 24 seconds
you
left.
You want to take one of his
horror
away,
films
too.
Starting
anyway,
now.
Anyway, this completely horrifying moment caused me to pass out.
Derek Nimmer.
Too much horror altogether. She said horror 5 times.
But it was a horror film.
Audience, do you think Derek Nimmer should have an extra point for that? Clap if you think so. Carol Binstead? The audience are definitely on the side of the ladies. Right, Carol, would you continue, please? Another 20 seconds.
I find it very difficult to continue with this story, as I don't really know what happened next, as I was unconscious. The next thing I knew was I was in the ladies' cloakroom of the cinema with my boyfriend-to-be, as I'd hoped then, leaning over me in a most concerned way with the lady cloakroom attendant fanning
Sheena
my
Hancock.
Face.
Sheena Hancock.
Well, my moral standards are coming up. Now, I don't think we want to know about her sex life in the ladies' lounge. Really? I mean, we have got to protect the public.
I don't think there's anything particularly sexual about being unconscious.
In the lounge, the ladies'
Well, it depends what is happening.
I want to know how he got in, that's right.
Exactly. I must come in
that
here.
That pause between when she fainted and didn't know what happened that I'm worried about.
Well, things can happen after you've fainted as well. So we'll leave it at that. I'll award a point to Sheila Hancock. And will you continue talking about horror films for the remaining 5 seconds starting now?
Almost any film I've appeared in has been a horror film.
That cuckoo wasn't a comment. It meant that you have won a point because you were talking at the end of the 60 seconds. You have 6 points, Sheila. Carol has 5. Derek Nimmer has only 4.
I've gone and down.
You've actually gone up according to the score, which Ian Messiter beside me is keeping. Carol and Clement Freud still has 8. And we're back with you, Derek. You have a chance to redress the balance. And I'd like you to talk for just a minute, please, on the subject of My Worst Enemy, starting now.
My worst enemy is fairly newly acquired. His name is Clement Freud. A lot of things I find most unattractive about him, apart actually from his sort of physical appearance, which is peculiarly repellent. But what really antagonizes me more than anything is his gloomy voice. This dreadful, dreary note.
Carol.
I think it's human cruelty, this. I don't think it should be allowed.
But then on what basis is human cruelty?
On what basis are you challenging, then, Carol?
Human cruelty.
Yeah, but that's not one of the rules of the game. Deviation, repetition, or hesitation.
Oh,
they don't apply.
Well, deviation.
No, I don't think so, no. He's well stuck on Clement Freud here. Would you, Clement Freud, you have another challenge on top of
that. I thought he was terribly boring.
But I'm rather governed by the subject.
Yes. And I would say, as speaking to the chair, I would say that Derek Nimmo was not only sticking to the subject, he was not hesitating on the subject, and he was not repeating the subject. So would you continue about your worst enemy, Derek Nimmo?
Another thing which I find particularly unattractive is his clothing. He tends to wear rather nasty, baggy, woolen cardigans stained with soup.
Did someone challenge then? Oh, Clement, I didn't hear the buzzer. Yes.
It tends to smacks of repetition.
Tends. Would you explain that more fully, please, for the less intelligent people here, including myself?
I mean, either a man wears rather baggy things, which is a statement.
Yes.
But the repetitive process he tends to means he puts on, takes off, puts on, takes off, which is repetitious.
No, that's your interpretation of tending to. I would have thought tending to is he hadn't quite got into them. And on that basis, I would say that Derek Nimmer has won a point, and I asked you, can you continue, Derek? There are 25 seconds left. Go on talking about your worst enemy.
One finds not only soup stains on his apparel, one finds all sorts of nasty gastronomic stains. When you see him first thing in the morning, there's all bits of yellow yolk!
Sheila!
Hesitation.
Yes, he has a natural...
Unfortunately, shouldn't make fun of it.
He has a natural... He has a natural hesitancy in his speech sometimes, and I couldn't even get it out there.
Yeah, I mean, you try and say, yellow yolk.
Well, I think the only thing to say, Derek, is that if you have this problem with yellow yolk...
Well, I'll
you
say
should
white yolk. I'll stick
you
the white.
Steer well clear of yellow yolks, and I will give a point to Sheila Hancock and ask you to continue, Sheila. Now, we carry on now, Sheila, with your worst enemy. That's the subject.
Oh.
Starting from now. Jerry Miller.
Well, I'm sorry, I withdraw everything.
you
rather doubled up on your starting. Sheila Hancock, and I thought you meant start now, and she didn't say anything. Then you buzzed, and then she did something.
Well, I was
trying
to make it clear that talking about, as we were before, my life, the subject is my worst enemy, and it's a personal reference.
Yes, I was.
So, Sheila, would you go on about my worst enemy for the final 10 seconds, starting now?
I find this difficult to talk about because I haven't an enemy in the world. I suppose...
Derek, yes?
But she's not talking about her worst enemy, and that's the question. She says she hasn't got one, you see. She says she's not talking about it. There's deviation.
Well, you, then.
I'm sorry. sorry. While the audience may be with you, Sheila, you can't have second thoughts. Derek, you win a point. Will you continue, please, on my worst enemy for the last 5 seconds?
His shoes are also peculiarly repellent. They're always stained with fruit
juice. Carol Binsley, why do you challenge?
I don't think Clement Freud's that stained. He's talked about Clement Freud being stained at least 4 times, and I don't think he's that stained. It's repetition.
Repetition.
He's talked about stains on his cardigan and stains on his trousers and
audience,
stains
would
on
you
his
consider
shoes?
That those stains were repetitious?
Yes.
All right. Do you disagree?
But this is a reason for me not liking him, Sean.
Yes, well, we haven't had time for a long discussion. Carol, actually, it is exactly 60 seconds. You actually were talking as the cuckoo went, so I will give you a point for finishing on the 60 seconds and Carol a point for her challenge. And the score now is Derek's gone up to 8 and Clement Freud has got 8, Carol has got 6 and Sheila Hancock has got 7. And it is Clement Freud to talk now for 60 seconds, please, on the subject of the art of winning at bingo, starting now.
My friend Derek Nemo has a number of talents, among which hesitation, deviation...
Carol Binsted.
Deviation, it's nothing to do with winning at bingo.
I think you're quite right. And you win a point and you continue talking about the art of winning at bingo, starting now.
The art of playing bingo and the art of winning at bingo surely must be to be a complete moron. You sit there for about 4 hours at a stretch with your eyes glued to a piece of paper while some nut calls out numbers and in extreme... I think you have to have a particular mentality to win at bingo. I'm happy to say I haven't got that sort of mentality. I've never won at a game of bingo in my life.
Clement Freud.
That's deviation.
Why?
Just how not to win a bingo, not how to win a bingo.
We're simply not talking on the subject of how to win a bingo.
The actual subject is the art of winning a bingo. And on that basis, I agree. Clement Freud, would you get a point and continue talking on the art of winning a bingo, starting now?
The art of winning at bingo is to listen very, very carefully to the people who call out the numbers, to assemble the cards in front of you, and every time a number is called out, to cover such number, if you have it on the card in front of you, with some small item like a piece of paper.
Carol Binstead.
Boring.
It may be boring, but he's sticking to the subject and he gets an extra point. And you have 1 second to continue talking on the subject, Clement, starting now.
39.
I hope the listeners got that witticism from Clement. He just said in 1 second, 39. Right, you have got 12 points now, Clement Freud. Derek Nemo, 8, Carol Binsted, 7, and Sheila has got 7. The girls are behind. Let us see if they can come up to the front now. And Sheila Hancock, would you talk for just a minute, please, on the subject of Derek Nemo, starting now?
This is a subject I know a great deal about because I lived with Derek intimately for 6 weeks.
Who challenged?
I'm not challenging.
Who challenged then? Oh, they're all getting very shy.
There was nothing repetitious about it, nothing devious about it. A degree of hesitation, but nothing else.
Well, Sheila, I don't know who challenged, but you
will continue. You must let me finish. You must.
You have 55 seconds to continue talking about this delightful subject. We're all fascinated. Will you start now?
Oh, for the sake of his wife, I will add that I meant during the 6 weeks in which we did the bedsit girl. Derek is very kinky about yoghurt. Instead of having a coffee break, we used to have a yoghurt break during the bedsit girl. He's also inclined to be hesitant, devious, very devious. He has a stutter. He's tall, handsome.
Derek Nemo.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, I'm not tall and handsome.
Now, this is one occasion when I have to bring the audience in. Do
you? No, don't. No, I withdraw that. I withdraw that.
It's too late.
I withdraw
You've withdrawn 3 times, and you're not withdrawing this time. Do you consider that Derek Nemo is tall and handsome? If so, clap.
Now, let's
Do you consider that he's short and unattractive?
I will.
All right, Derek, I'll let you be the judge. Have you got a point or not?
I've got a point, yes.
You've got a point, so you are tall and handsome. Well done.
No, no.
That was what you were challenging on. You were challenging on the negative. All right, yeah. Well, I'll give you a point for that. And Sheila continues talking about Derek Nimmo starting now.
He's just had a baby.
Carol Binster.
Impossibility.
With Derek, anything.
That's deviation.
Deviation, I give you a point. Clement Freud, you have something?
Repetition, he's already had two babies.
The first item on the show was kinky, but I think we're going a little bit further into the realms of fantasy. Anyway, who won points? Here, mister, would you tell me now who won points up to this particular point then?
Derek had to win the last point because it wasn't kinky. Clement, 12. Derek, 10. Carol, 8. Sheila, 8.
But we've still got some time to go on this particular subject of Derek Nimmo. But who's talking still on it? Sheila Hancock.
Well, I have a word. I
mean, all right, Derek Nimmo, would you continue talking on the subject of Derek Nimmo for 33 minutes starting now?
Every morning when Derek Nimmo lies in bed, he waits for his coffee to be brought in and his cornflakes, and then he goes to his bar where he plays.
Repetition of a previous answer.
All right, I'll give you a point for that. Would you like to talk about Derek Nimmo now? Starting now.
As I haven't met Derek Nimmo before today, I'm not really an authority on Derek Nimmo. I think that he is tall and quite attractive, really. I think he's maligning himself.
Clement Freud.
Deviation. We've already proved that he's small and ugly.
Another point to Clement Freud. And would you continue talking, Clement, about Derek Nimmo for the last 17 seconds, starting now?
Small, ugly Derek Nimmo, who has brown hair and two hands, both sporting eight fingers and two thumbs, sits opposite me with a lot of cream-coloured shirt showing cheap cufflinks which are flashing.
And that was the whistle. Who buzzed in?
I did, actually. Right.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, they're not cheap cufflinks. They're just nice cufflinks.
They're comparatively cheap cufflinks.
Well, we can only take your word for that, Derek. I'm afraid I can't award you a point because we haven't got time to have them valued by anybody in the audience. So, Clement Freud actually was talking as the cooker went. He wins another point, and the score on that is to Clement Freud now 15, Derek Nimmo 10, and the two girls have both got 8.
Oh,
Carol, I'd like you to talk for 60 seconds, please, on the subject of gas, starting now.
The gas board in Britain is probably the most inefficient organisation going. I had a gas cooker installed last week. I walked into the house 2 hours after it had been installed, and the house was full of gas. So I rang the gas board as I was ringing them.
Clement Freud.
Deviation, that wasn't inefficiency, that was deliberate.
As I think a lot of people have an experience with the gas board, we will grant you a point. Clement, and would you continue talking about gas starting now?
I think gas is by far the best means of cooking because it's faster than electricity and altogether an excellent and clean medium. This is not a commercial for the Gas Council, of whom I'm particularly fond because they've been very nice to me on a number of occasions. In the very near future, I'm cooking with gas in Belfast, and I hope many of you who live in Belfast will come and see me cook with gas in Belfast.
Carol.
Self-advertisement.
But what's... You must say, is it challenging on deviation, hesitation, or repetition?
Oh, well, I think deviation. It's not really about gas. It's about Clement Freud cooking.
I quite agree, and you win a point, but we must be precise. All right. And you continue talking about gas for 25 seconds, starting now.
I shall continue with my story about how the gas men turned up at the door.
Sheila Hancock.
Repetition.
Yes, I quite agree. Will you continue talking about gas, Sheila Hancock, starting now?
Gas isn't a very uncomfortable thing to suffer from. You get it round your heart. There are certain things that you can take to cure it. I can't mention them because they're advertising, but they're very efficient. I can't tell you exactly the process that happens, but...
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes, we are. Will you continue talking about gas, Derek Nimmo, starting now?
Deep sea gas I find to be particularly interesting... Oh. Sorry, I thought that was a comment, actually. Yeah.
Well, the cooker went as you were talking, so 60 seconds up, you win a point, Derek Nimmo. Well, there, I'm afraid we must leave it. Just a minute, it must be off there in just a minute. I've just time to say that the victory in this programme went to Clement Freud, closely followed by Derek Nimmo, and a little way behind was Sheila Hancock, and then Carol Binstead. And this is Nicholas Parsons saying goodbye. Show the
Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch. Thank you.